WTAW News Time is 7:05, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Last night's College Station City Council meeting included the approval of 6 requests for rezoning land. Only one drew any public attention. The council voted 6-1 to support a unanimous Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation allowing 2 homes to be built a block south of the fire station at University in Taro. Council members told residents to continue reporting college students driving too fast, having loud parties, and violating occupancy limits in rental units. Neighbors also wanted signs that say children at play. But the council turned that down after hearing from the city's transportation coordinator, Danielle Singh.
There are studies that show it doesn't change driver behavior to put up those signs. It does make the residents and the parents feel a little bit more comfortable with the fact that those signs are out there. So it can actually create a more dangerous situation, and that you have parents that feel more comfortable, but drivers that are still behaving the same as they were without the signs.
Other zoning changes unanimously approved with no comments from the public or the council included land for a future restaurant at the northwest corner of University and Eisenhower, and an apartment complex with a restaurant on Welburn between Luther and Taro Park. There was no comment about what kind of restaurants would be built. If you attended last night's town hall meeting hosted by Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pena, you weren't supposed to be recording what happened.
Anybody's welcome. I'd like to assure you that it will not be recorded. I just want to make that clear.
Pena among those opposed to an idea from Ben Harneman to have city staff attending and recording community meetings where council members are participating.
This was intended to be transparent. It was intended to make our communications transparent, not retaliatory.
Hardiman and Jason Bayinski voted against a motion to delay action until the council's second meeting next month. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
O'Brien Mann is in jail after his arrest for setting fire to his mobile home and 2 vehicles owned by other people. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says 42-year-old Adrian Mejia Ortiz was taken into custody following a court appearance on Wednesday.
He is believed to have started one fire in a mobile home at 1100 Turkey Creek on March the 10th, and he was also linked to 2 vehicle fires back in the summer in July, about a week and a half apart.
According to online jail records, Mejia is also being held for immigration authorities. A former candidate for College Station City Council is completing his year of service on the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Student Regent Gabe Pereira summarized his visits with student leaders around the state during this week's board meeting on the flagship campus. He said he only heard one complaint.
They never really seem to complain about money, except for at this campus.
Pereira called on the regents and university leaders to include students when they approach state lawmakers during next year's legislative session. Election season fundraising for Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is not just about himself. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Flores says he goes to the National Republican Congressional Committee headquarters to solicit contributions. Flores says the NRCC wants him to collect $500,000 to help other campaigns. The NRCC was profiled in a recent undercover report on 60 Minutes, where a Florida congressman who Flores says has received money from the committee now wants to ban candidates from seeking contributions.
Many of us on the Republican Party, as well as the NRCC, spent millions of dollars to try to help him get elected. And now all of a sudden he says, well, no, I don't have to help others now because I want to do it a different way.
And Flores says he's responsible for getting NRCC a base amount of $450,000 and smaller amounts for special efforts such as electing first-time candidates and incumbents who are facing tougher reelection campaigns. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Seinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggie Land Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
When every step you take hurts.
Ow, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Good morning. It's 7:11. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies, breezy and warm, 84 to 88. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly during this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a low near 70. A lot of clouds around on Saturday, 80 to 85. More scattered showers and thunderstorms. Showers diminishing Saturday evening. Upper 60s overnight. Partly sunny on Sunday. Chance of an afternoon storm, 80 to 85. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor about the upcoming Aggie baseball and softball games. Also, it's draft time, and I've got news about that for you. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All right, so you may not know this guy named Hamadi Ulukuya.
Who doesn't know that guy?
Well, yet? You're correct. I don't. He's the guy who started Chobani Yogurt.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was his name, but I saw him yesterday.
Five people and a small business loan.
Uh-huh.
Since that day, he has always wanted to give back to those who've helped him along the way. So he does a thing called the Project Chobani Shares, which gives full-time employees a chance to have ownership in the product that they produce. The company's full-time employees will receive shares up to 10% of the company's value when it goes public or is sold. The amount of shares an employee receives is based on their tenure. The longer someone has been with the company, the more shares they'll receive. And there are 2,000 employees there. And the ones who have been there the longest could get seven figures when it's all said and done.
Wow.
Which is, you know, that's pretty neat. That's a pretty neat thing. And, you know, there are not a lot of situations where a company grows enough that a guy can do that.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that he wants to, and based on his name, I'm guessing he's not from around here.
No.
And I don't know much about him and don't know where he was educated, but obviously he believes this is important.
And all this, and I think in a span of about 10 years.
Yeah, wow. It hasn't been around that long. The product hasn't been around that long. So.
And those senior employees are going to be getting 10%, huh?
Yeah, or something stock. Like that. Yeah, wow. Exactly. Yeah.
So, that's amazing.
Yeah, where's Fred Dannon? I don't know if that's his name.
Fred Dannon.
I don't know who Dannon, but I'm just saying. All right. Hey, this is a shock. The U.S. Secret Service has called for a bigger fence to be installed around the White House. Oh, they finally got to that tipping point after, what, the 16th person jumped over the fence?
Finally are building the wall higher.
That's it. They said a number of people have attempted to jump over. I don't know if they will or not. But obviously, we hear about the ones who make it over, but apparently there have been even more attempts than the successful ones that we hear about. The new fence will reportedly be just shy of 12 feet, including 1 3/4-inch picket spikes and taller gates near entrances. Current fence is 6 feet tall?
Wow.
That's it?
Is that right? Wow.
To protect the White House?
Yeah. All right. So anyway, and it will also include intrusion detection technology as well. So
wonder how many tax dollars are going to be spent on that.
Well, far too much. Yeah. We know that. Far too much. All right, so I see that Time Magazine has put out their list of the 100 most influential people of 2016. They split it into five categories, which is probably good. Pioneers. They would include people like Lin-Manuel Miranda. Is that the person who wrote Hamilton? Is that who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gina Rodriguez, Aziz Ansari, and that Jenner person.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't here, Brad, the day that they finally explained to me who that was. I kept hearing the name, and I didn't know, and it was kind of haltingly that Kevin and Patrick filled me in on that. I went, oh, okay.
I heard the aftermath on my way in that day.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah.
He's probably the reason Harriet Tubman's on the 20 instead of the 10.
Oh, you're talking about Lynn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about the Hamilton guy.
Yes, yeah. Hamilton guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because Hamilton's on the 10.
Yeah.
And his show caused people to actually care about who might be replaced on their $10 bill.
Who is this Hamilton person, and what has he done for me?
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't a president.
No. He made a blender with a guy named Beach, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's the one.
All right, as far as artists are concerned, we don't care about those. Leaders of the 100 people. Barack Obama, yeah, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz, Paul Ryan, Angela Merkel, and Pooty Poot. And then they do icons, and they call icons people like Ronda Rousey and Leonard DiCaprio and Adele. So, and Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj made the list.
Wow, really?
That's the kind of world we're living in here, folks. All right. More important than that. So, do you know what? If I say KTEL, do you know what KTEL is?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to do that next half hour then. I'm going to drag
while
that
I
out.
Research so it.
Yeah, well, if you're young, if you're of an age, and you two guys are just too young to know what KTEL is all about.
Okay. I know. Okay. I know what it's associated
cheap
with
records.
Now.
Yeah, cheap records. All right. In the meantime, climate change will apparently noticeably reduce oxygen in the world's oceans in less than 15 years. Okay, so now all of us have to feel like...
Oh, God! We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
Because I think we had something yesterday, didn't we, that the Earth might end in 80 years. Well, you know, people like me don't really care that much about that because, you know, if I'm like 135 when that happens, then, you know, I'm not going to care. But if it's the next 15 years, we all need to be concerned about that.
Can we put names and faces with these predictions? Like, the prediction comes out. Yeah. Okay, I'm behind it. I support it. Yeah, put your name up there and let's see.
Yeah, can
and
we
And nothing
check
longer
back.
Than your life expectancy.
Yeah, can we check back? Popular Science says that new research says that by the year 2030, a detectable decrease in oxygen level in the Earth's oceans increased the likelihood of ocean dead zones, areas of the ocean where sea life like crabs, fish, and other animals cannot live. We'll see.
Yeah. Mark this day on the calendar so that 10 years from now we can be like, oh, remember when that one didn't happen?
Yeah, and because, as you well know, animals do not ever adapt to their environment. I don't know if you knew that, but they never adapt to their environment. All the animals look like they did thousands of years ago.
Well,
they haven't changed.
But be careful, because, I mean, it's sort of hard to adapt to no oxygen.
Well, that's true. That's true. But they just might move on to someplace else. Maybe there'll be really, really a whole bunch of them living in other places. I'm not sure. So the next time you peruse a menu and you're out at a restaurant, read between the lines, because there are some interesting techniques that restaurants are now using, and have for a while, to enhance your experience and your bill. If there are no prices listed, there's a chance you'll spend more.
Yeah.
Really? I'm shocked over that. A lot of people don't feel comfortable asking about prices. Okay. It's one of those if you have to ask, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the absence of a dollar sign can increase profits. Research shows that diners spend 8% more without those little reminders that we're talking about money.
Oh, American dollars.
Ooh,
that's okay. It's only 34? I can do that. Yeah.
Well, but it's worse if you're in Europe and it's got that little E thing after it, because that's not the real number that we know. That's not what we live in.
Yeah, that's where you multiply by 1.5.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, how much money did I spend on this trip?
Okay, tangy, zesty, succulent, and crispy.
All those at the same time?
I don't think so. But those are powerful words.
Yes.
Is that a famous bowl? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. And if the menu has that on there, then your mouth can start watering. Actually, watering.
Actually, mine started.
Yeah, mine too.
It's
I didn't eat breakfast.
Oh, okay. It's 7:20 in the morning. Thinking about crispy and zesty and tangy. All right.
Stop it.
Yeah, okay. Those are actually three of the dwarfs who did not get chosen. They use boxes. They use boxes. Restaurants often highlight things like the high profit items or more expensive items with
the
these little decorative boxes that will draw your eye to that. They inflate the price of the second cheapest wine.
Okay.
They inflate
the
price.
Ah, that's so smart.
The second it is.
That is so smart.
Give me a bottle of your finest second
I'm
wine.
Going back to Franzia.
Yeah. When's the last time you tried Franzia?
I know.
I want to admit it.
Okay. Well, that's, no, I will. That's what I will.
Yeah, give me a box of your finest wine.
Last week, as a matter of fact, I had occasion to come in contact with a box of that, and it was they're crisp white or something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But I didn't know what it cost, okay? And then the next time I'm in the grocery store, and at least where I went, it's like $14.75 a box.
Oh. That's a little pricier than I remember. Yeah. I'm used to like the 11 or 12 range, but I know my mom really enjoyed it with Diet 7-Up, and that's really tasty. A little spritzer, yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right.
It's going to be sweet anyway.
Now, look, and again, I got the concept. I mean, it really works out well for the people who are not necessarily going to be connoisseurs of wine. They just would like to have some wine, and then you stick it in a box, and you put it in the fridge. It doesn't take up much space, but man, oh, man. As I was pouring it down the drain...
counting your $14 as they go down the drain.
I just found it easier to go ahead and get some scissors and cut the bag open rather than cut the spout.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Why not protect that investment with someone you can trust? The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy offers a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians and quality products to fill your every need. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy understands a swimming pool's needs, your expectations, and is the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers.
Call 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning, 723. The Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Patrick's last day. He's going away, far, far away. And probably never to return.
I mean, not like across a large body of water.
Yeah,
anything.
No, but
not that far.
But yeah, but
it's still sad.
Yeah,
it is sad.
Yeah, so yeah.
I hit 10 years here at the company back in March. And
oh wow!
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't think I'd do anything for 10 years, let alone radio.
Well, it's not a real job. That's the
no,
one thing.
I know.
That's what's fun about it.
Terrifying prospect is I actually have to go work now.
Yeah, I know. And you may end up in a place where they don't give you donuts on Friday. Or they don't take you out to a celebratory lunch when you leave. And, I mean, you know, plus he's going up in the Northeast where people just aren't as friendly.
Yeah.
They're just not as nice, but anyway. All right, so if you find it's hard to fall asleep when you're away from home, you might want to be staying at the Moxie Hotel in Phoenix. The Inn, which is part of the Marriott chain, gosh, what isn't the has reportedly started offering guests bedtime stories over the phone.
Oh, that's so sweet. Aww.
A user on the website Reddit posted his experience at the hotel, which is reportedly geared toward millennials. Okay. Other features include check-in desk that doubles as a bar and Netflix service and guitars in every room.
Wow.
Guitars?
I'm not sure.
What about for the people who don't play guitar?
Plus, all the doors have signs that read, Disturb.
What?
It's called the Moxie Hotel, M-O-X-Y.
I just want to know if somebody's going to call me up and talk to me like a 1920s bootlegger and just be like, I like your Moxie, kid.
Yeah. Well, and again, do you get a choice of bedtime stories? How does that work? And I guess the poor, you know,
poor person behind the desk has to punch button number 7 for this one and button number 5 for that one. Anyhow.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
A petite lady from England became the first woman to win a restaurant's Belly Buster Burrito Challenge. She's 22. Her name is Kate Ovens. 8 minutes and 12 seconds to finish off the Belly Buster Burrito at Zapatistas in Newcastle. And I guess that's in England. Cost $22. It cost $22. The mega-size triple tortilla wrap comes overstuffed with 3 servings of chicken, pulled pork, rice, beans, and sour cream along with cheese. Diners who finish it under 10 minutes are awarded a commemorative T-shirt and a certificate. They also get their photo on the wall, inducted into the restaurant's Hall of Fame.
So a woman named Kate Oven won an eating contest.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Kate says that she didn't have any problem finishing the burrito, but staying clean in the process is quite a challenge. There is a video, of course. And, of course, it's gone viral because that's what happened.
Be a part of the first ever St. Thomas Aquinas Reach One 5K Walk and Run on Saturday, May 21st, beginning at 7:30 a.m. There will also be a Race the Priest Children's 1 Mile Run for those 12 years and under. Visit stabcs.org for more information and entry form. Do so before May 12th to ensure entry and T-shirt. All proceeds from the Reach One 5K Walk and Run are directed towards the evangelization activities Each One Reach One at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. Go to stabcs.org. For this May 21st 5K walk and run.
Good morning. It's 7:27. Checking our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. About a 70% chance of rain this afternoon, probably after 1 o'clock, which obviously would qualify for afternoon. And windy, 15 to 20, maybe gusting to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, there'll be an 80% chance of showers with a low of 72. Then tomorrow, we're back up into the lower 80s with a 60% chance of showers during the day and a 30% at night. A 30 hangs around for Sunday and Sunday night as well. Then it's back up to 60% on Monday and Monday night. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 15, gusting to 22. And we've got 76 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You know, it doesn't seem that long ago, but it was back in 1999 when Venezuela elected Hugo Chavez to bring in the joys of socialism. Right away, Chavez stacked the courts so he could stay in power past his constitutional term limit. He realigned his country with communist regimes. His government took over private businesses. He cracked down on dissent. He was a thug, and he talked anti-American crap every chance he got. Now, of course, the libs here loved him. Hollywood stars and other lefties went to Venezuela to worship at his feet. But meanwhile, Venezuela suffered. By the time Chavez died in 2013, the once prosperous country was a basket case. His hand-picked successor, Nicolas Maduro, promised to keep marching towards socialist utopia. Well, this week, the president announced a major change. Due to severe energy shortages, the 5-day work week has gone to a 2-day work week. The government blames a drought, but that's just an excuse. Venezuela is an oil-rich country. They used to export oil to us, but it can't even use its own resources now because the country's infrastructure is in collapse, as is almost everything else there. Crime has been out of control for years. Food shortages, economic misery, riots and looting have broken out. And now people are standing in long lines to sign petitions calling for the president's removal. It's a textbook lesson. Socialism fails every time it's tried, here, there, and everywhere. And the millennials still don't get it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I have a question for you. Who is the fastest-growing tractor brand in America? If you guessed Mahindra Tractors, my good friends, you are absolutely right. Mahindra also has an amazing 97% customer satisfaction rating. No wonder they are the world's number one selling tractor. That's why I feel comfortable recommending Mahindra Tractors to you. I am confident that you will join the 97% of satisfied Mahindra owners. Now, don't forget, Mahindra still offers zero interest for 84 months and a rock-solid 5-year powertrain warranty. I mean, what's not to love? If you want to work smarter, not harder, on the land that you love, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggieLandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinard. Another division on the Bryan City Council involves a proposal to have city staff attending and recording community meetings where council members are participating.
I think this is more like somebody spying on us, or we're being supervised by somebody that's of lesser rank.
Mike Sutherland and two other councilmen who hold town hall meetings were opposed to the idea. Rafael Pena, who also disagreed, would not let Ben Hardiman explain his proposal.
Even if this council passes this tonight, I'm not going to do it, because I'm not going to create an atmosphere that discourages the citizens in my district to come to the town hall meetings that was set up so that they could vent. They can tell me what they can point of order. I have the floor.
You go ahead, Councilman. Good.
Hardiman said later this was not a retaliatory measure, but something to bring more transparency to the council. Mayor Jason Bayinski agreed.
If the meetings are recorded, or we have minutes, or we get some feedback from it, then the whole council can see what's going on and what needs to be done.
Bobby Simic, who submitted the proposal with Hardiman, moved to delay final action until the council's second meeting next month. The postponement was approved on a 5-2 vote. Hardiman and Bayinski voted against the postponement. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More housing and more restaurants are coming to College Station following city council action taken last night to rezone two properties. The council had no comment, nor were there public speakers, before a unanimous vote allowing property along Welburn between Luther and Tarot Park to become an apartment complex with a restaurant. Before that, the council heard from neighbors living behind the fire station at University and Tarot, who were opposed to rezoning land for two homes to be built at Tarot and Banks. Blanche Brick sided with the opponents, who reported college students placing their families in danger by driving too fast, having loud parties, and violating occupancy limits in rental homes.
Once again, we're making decisions that are pretty tough on the neighborhoods, and we're having people tell us that it's very tough to live in the neighborhood as it is now, much less to add to that.
The council majority, including Julie Schultz, told opponents to continue reporting problems to the respective city office.
I agree with the idea that staff can address some of these issues automatically, you know, hopefully tomorrow, and help alleviate some of the issues that exist, that possibly exist there. Also, I think the idea that the applicant brought up about the neighborhood possibly getting together and purchasing the lots is another option.
The fire department will investigate whether parking should be banned on one side of neighborhood streets, and there was an interest in a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit on side streets off Tarot between University and Lincoln. After a Bryan man finished a court appearance Wednesday afternoon, he was arrested on 3 arson charges. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says 42-year-old Adrian Mejia Ortiz is accused of setting fire to a mobile home last month and 2 vehicles last July.
The vehicles belong to others that he is in dispute with. Then the home he is actually believed to be the owner of, but it housed other members of family.
Baus says investigators had a lot of legwork after interviewing multiple witnesses in Texas and Mexico.
There was time periods when people were out of town and they had to wait for them to get back from Houston and other places across the border and so on and so forth, and they had to work really diligently to take all this information from many different sources and piece it all together.
According to online jail records, Mejia is also being held for immigration authorities. This year's student representative on the Texas A&M System Board of Regents is a former candidate for College Station City Council. After visiting system schools and agencies, Gabe Pereira called on the Regents at this week's meeting to include students when they approach state lawmakers during next year's legislative session. Pereira noticed a mixed reaction as he visited system campuses.
Sometimes whenever I go visit the campuses, I've been very graciously received and people have treated me very well, but sometimes I feel like that is diluting the purpose of the student region, the value of the student region, follow around and be this frou-frou sort of position.
Pereira also said student leaders around the A&M system never cease to tell him about the opportunities they've been afforded during their collegiate career. Campaign fundraising never ends for members of Congress. That includes helping their political parties. One example, the National Republican Congressional Committee was featured in a 60 Minutes hidden camera report. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the NRCC wants him to collect $500,000, and he goes to their call center to do some soliciting. Flores is opposed to legislation that would ban candidates from seeking contributions.
If I'm not raising money, then the special interest groups are going to determine how they are going to do things. Well, I'd rather have more of a say in it by raising the money myself and then being able to direct that in the way that best suits either my district or the other folks that I want to try to help out.
And Flores says the NRCC does have a board that keeps track of what he collects for everyone to see. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join the American Heart Association at the Go Red for Women Luncheon Fiesta on Thursday, May 5th at the Hilton Hotel and Conference Center. The Go Red for Women Luncheon features keynote speaker Dr. Jen Welter, a lifelong athlete who broke barriers and became the first female coach in the NFL. Tickets are $50 a person, with corporate or group tables still available. Reservations can be made online at brazoscountygored.heart.org. The Go Red for Women Luncheon is sponsored nationally by Macy's and presented locally by the College Station Medical Center.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder. and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies, breezy and warm, 84 to 88. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly during this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a low near 70. A lot of clouds around on Saturday, 80 to 85. More scattered showers and thunderstorms. Showers diminishing Saturday evening, upper 60s overnight. Partly sunny on Sunday, chance of an afternoon storm, 80 to 85. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. We'll check in with Zach Taylor on the Aggie Report coming up in sports. Also, I got some news about the NFL draft. It's all happening in sports on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All right, 740. Okay, the man who invented KTEL has died. The New York Times reports that Phil Kives was 87. But wait, there's more.
New from KTEL Records. 22 explosive hits. 22 original stars. Gallery.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
The great Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, the candy man.
By the way, it never sounded this good, okay? It was, I mean.
Don't pull your love out on me.
Derek and the Dominoes' big hit, Layla.
This is
Emerald,
1972.
That's a good song.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Simon.
That's for this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Lobo.
Possible,
hot butters, popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And many more.
Many more.
KTEL's 22 explosive hits now.
So they're like
original stars and one great stereo LP. Only $3.99.
They're like the original, but wait, there's more people.
Yes,
huh?
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. As a matter of fact, Phil started KTEL in Winnipeg back in 1962, and he claimed that he invented the infomercial with a live 5-minute TV ad. He sold Teflon nonstick pans. He also sold Miracle brushes, 28 million of them. But somewhere in your basement, you probably have, or closet, you probably have a KTEL album. I certainly did. I bought them. And again, look, it was an album. It cost $3.99. I think you could probably buy it. Back in the day, we had a place called Music Land in what was Manor East Mall at that time. Mm-hmm. And they had KTEL way back in the back. Because, again, $3.99. And consider it was $3.99. And they were making a profit on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the deal is with this guy, he did other stuff as well. Besides doing the KTEL records, he did the record selector.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want? Are you tired and frustrated from always straightening out your LPs?
Yeah, they had the record selector. Holds 24 records. And what he would do is kind of fan them forward for you so you could go through and find them.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
We had three of them in the studio. That's all I'm saying, okay? Hello?
Hi. I want to get this straight. The exceedingly overpriced and all too often worse than worthless colleges are telling us, in the unholy name of use of the name of science, that more carbon dioxide means less oxygen. More carbon dioxide means more plants and more oxygen.
Okay. Got it.
NASA said as much. They recently released a study that said, there's a lot more greenery than there used to be.
Yeah. Is there? Really?
That's what NASA said.
So it must be true?
They published the study. Oh, now I want to believe them because they agree with me. Yeah, but no, it's... What they're saying aligns with what I believe to be true and what other researchers have shown, that if you increase the percentage of of CO2,
yeah,
trees love it.
Oh, I understand that. I got that part of it. I understand that. But, see, I don't know that I believe that there's more green.
Yeah.
Two cases in point. And, again, maybe it's anecdotal. I don't know. Maybe it's anecdotal. But we were discussing the other day in Houston how it floods so much down there, not just Houston, but in Katy, in Tomball, in that area right there. And, you know, there's a heck of a lot more pavement than there used to be down there. Now, it may not have been trees, but there was grassland, and there were things that would hold the soil together, so water couldn't build in velocity and volume the way that it can now. Hello?
I believe there's more greenery. Y'all need to come look at my flower beds and see all the weeds. I know there's more greenery.
That'd be because it didn't get down below 32 last
year. Yeah. Now, the other thing that we talked about this just anecdotally again, that they decided that they wanted to start killing off wolves in areas where they were a problem because they were coming and killing wildlife and stuff, like killing domesticated animals and sheep and that kind of thing. So what they do is they start wiping out the wolf population, okay? Well, what that did is that caused trees to not be able to grow as tall because you know what? In came the deer and started eating the saplings before they were able to grow to any size. Oh, and now it's hard to find large trees because of that. So, you know, when you start messing with the infrastructure, what's going on in there, then nature doesn't have a chance to really operate the way they're supposed to. So two different things coming from two different directions that tell me that maybe we are not getting more green than we used to have.
Well, no, NASA said more green. They said, and reading the report, it says it may not be, they can't directly tie it to higher CO2 concentrations, mm-hmm. but the Earth is greener.
And with these studies, though, you know, you just got to pick and choose what you believe.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, because NASA recently said something about the Antarctic ice caps, right?
Yeah.
About how there's more ice than there used to be.
Okay.
Or they found more, but climate change people will still tell you that you're dumb and don't listen to science.
Well, of course they'll say that.
So, yeah. Conundrum, humans build a little stone wall to make a nice little beach for themselves. No animals there, nothing. Well, the seals decide to show up, and they sort of make it their own. Animal rights activists come out and say, leave the seals alone. You shouldn't be on this beach. They say, well, we built this beach. It's for us. We're going to chase the seals off. And they said, no, you can't do that. They're seals. So who gets it? The seals weren't there before. Humans built it, and now they're coming in.
Oh. My head is on the table.
Together, we're changing the face of healthcare. We're a family that shares extraordinary medical resources. Pioneers doing research with real-world applications. Doctors, nurses, staff, all living out our calling to bring health to your life and to your community. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You know it, and I know it. Words can be hurtful. They can pierce someone's heart and leave behind damage that, well, it never heals. But how do you teach that to a young child in a way they'll understand it? Try showing them. Here's a tip from one mom who utilized a few things that you probably have in your garage. She gave her children a piece of wood, some nails, and a hammer. And with her supervision, she had the kids hammer the nails into the wood while repeating the comments she had heard them say to others. A few of the words were downright mean. Other words the children had dismissed as humorous. They didn't understand how hurtful jokes could be at someone else's expense. Once the nails were in the wood, she had the kids use the claw part of the hammer to pull a few of the nails back out. Of course, the children discovered that even though the nails had been removed, the damage the nails created remained. It's a visual example children can understand about the lasting effects of their words. Once something hurtful has been said, the pain that's caused will still be there, even if the child tries to take the words back. And the nails that couldn't be removed taught another valuable lesson. You can't simply take back hurtful words. An apology doesn't always fix the pain our words can cause. Give this object lesson a try. It's a helpful way to encourage children to think carefully before they say something hurtful to their friends or siblings. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365.
While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:50. Some big games coming up this weekend for Texas A&M Aggie baseball and softball teams. We're going to check in with our very own Zach Taylor with more.
Well, it's out to the diamond we go this weekend, where both Aggie baseball and softball will be in action. The second-ranked Texas A&M baseball team is on the road tonight, kicking off a series against red-hot Arkansas. Coach Rob Childers says he's looking forward to facing Razorbacks head coach and close friend Dave Van Horn.
Certainly one of my very best friends, and a guy that I wouldn't be here without him, and doing what I'm doing without him. And he always has his team ready to play, and you know, they're chasing wins right now, and certainly went on the road last weekend and got two big ones at Kentucky. And you know, they're an offensive club. We're gonna have to do a great job on the mound and force them into their bullpen.
First pitch is slated for 6:30 in Fayetteville. Pregame begins at 6:15 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Head out to the softball diamond, where the 18th-ranked Aggies have their work cut out for them tonight as they host top-ranked Florida. Left fielder and leadoff hitter Keely Milligan says facing the Lady Gator pitching staff will be a tall task.
I know that they have a really low ERA, and they're one of the best staffs in the country. But I also know that we have a great hitting coach and that we can hit the ball.
Yeah, she ain't lying. This year's team has already set a school record with 367 runs on the year. Game time is slated for 6:30 at the Aggie Softball Complex, with broadcast on Navasota News 1550. And that has been your Aggie Report on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. And now we move on to the draft.
With the 31st pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Jermaine Ifedi, tackle, Texas A&M.
Texas A&M three-year offensive line starter Jermaine Ifedi was drafted number 31 in the first round of the 2016 NFL Draft by the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday, which extended the Aggies' streak of consecutive years with at least one first-round selection to six. Ifedi, from Westside High School in Houston, Texas, was one of the cornerstones of head coach Kevin Sumlin's initial signing class at Texas A&M in 2012, and he went on to start 37 games for the Aggies on the offensive front. The Aggies' first-round streak ranks as the second-longest active streak in the nation, behind only Alabama's streak of eight seasons with a first-rounder. In other draft news, the Dallas Cowboys have taken Ohio State running back Ezekiel Elliott with the fourth overall pick in the NFL draft. It's the highest Dallas has drafted a running back since taking Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett second overall in 1977. All-time NFL rushing leader Emmitt Smith went 17th to the Cowboys in 1990. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans have selected Notre Dame receiver Will Fuller, trading with Washington to move up one spot to take him at number 21 overall in the NFL draft last night. Houston was scheduled to pick 22nd, but traded away their sixth-round pick in 2017 to the Redskins to select Fuller. The Redskins used their pick from the Texans to select TCU wide receiver Josh Doctson. In the NHL,
in front of the Washington bench, skating is Oshie. Comes in along the right wing, and now the wraparound attempt comes around the wall. It's in, he scores! Patrick Oshie!
The Washington Capitals won the opener of their NHL second-round series last night as TJ Oshie scored at 9:33 of overtime to give them a 4-3 victory over Pittsburgh. Oshie notched his first career playoff hat trick by scoring three times. Braden Holtby stopped 42 shots for Washington. And some sad news in the world of sports journalism. Blackie Sherrod, the longtime Texas sports writer and mentor to some of the nation's top writers, has died at his Dallas home. He was 96. Wife Joyce Sherrod told the Dallas Morning News her husband died Thursday afternoon after a week in hospice care. And now here's KO.
And that's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota, and today's the day. It's Free Car Friday.
That's right. If you haven't registered yet, you need to get online probably before noon and go to teamofnavasota.com, click on the top right corner, and put all your information in because we're going to be drawing this evening, probably sometime around 6 o'clock.
All right. Now, the last time we did this, I asked your homework and asked it what the car was going to be.
I'll go ahead and let the rabbit out of the hat. It's a Dodge Durango loaded leather sunroof and decent miles.
Really?
Yep.
That's pretty cool. So Free Car Friday today. Go online, register for that. And do you have a deal of the day for us too?
Sure do. We have a 2015 Honda Civic for $14,888.
And if you get that Durango and you win it, then you can go over to Texas Custom Outfitters and there get something on your truck.
There you go.
Find out more. Again, it's teamofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggie Lane Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggie Lane Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. News Talk 1620, WTAW, just about 3 minutes still. Okay, we do a show in the first hour called Something You Should Know. And so we're discussing a little while ago about NASA and more green and global warming, climate change, and how everybody's got a different view. So this was from Monday.
There's always some new study or report or finding in the news that we're supposed to believe. However, when you look closely at the data, John Johnson, author of the book, Every Data.
One of the things I've found is I see data every day in the newspaper is that the majority of the information that people see is either misleading, out of context, or sometimes just plain wrong.
There are issues like climate change where both sides claim the facts to support their position.
And really the difference is if you look at a series of 10-year windows, you can sort of basically say there's no evidence of climate change. And if you look at the long-run trend over 50, 60, 100 years, you can see a very clear trend. And we show sort of the picture from both sides. Which picture would someone put forward if they were trying to support either position? And so I think that's a striking example of the way that sometimes numbers can be presented in a way that can be supportive of an argument, but it doesn't always mean that it's the whole story.
There you are. See, that's why we do that show.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have it's a really pretty cool show.
Well, and that's why we talked about that earlier in the week too. The lukewarmer, you know, it's not a black and white situation. There are some people who think yes, there's warming. Yes, CO2's increased. Yes, humans might be somewhat responsible, but no, it's not as dire as you say. No, we don't need to spend $1 trillion on that little new
right now. You know, right now we don't have to do that right now. All right, so you going to the movies this weekend? Well, here are some things that films have in them that really aren't true. For instance, it takes 2 minutes to get DNA results. No. Everyone hit in the head is knocked unconscious. Every time you turn on the news, the story is always immediately relevant to whatever the situation happens to be. In any situation where there is a hero alone, surrounded by bunches of bad guys, you notice how they all obligingly just take their turn one at a time?
One by one.
Try to fight him. Being chased by a dozen men, firing automatic weapons, the good guy gets grazed by a bullet in the leg. That's the way it happens in the movie.
It's just a flesh wound.
Cars explode when they crash, or they're fired upon. Women wake up in the morning looking gorgeous. Every phone.
Yeah, they do. Depends on the lady.
I've got a wife.
That's true. There's some who do. Absolutely. Yeah. Every phone number in the USA starts with 555. There's never someone standing behind the refrigerator door after you close it, right? You ever think about how aliens always land?